Welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Renice Yvette. Here in this podcast, we cover everything that you need to know to help support you in your first year with baby and beyond. So if you're ready to have a more empowered and joyful postpartum experience, join me in this episode. Hello, hello, beautiful mama, and welcome to another Wellness Wednesday episode. My name is Renice, and I am your host, fellow mama, and friend, and I am so excited once again to dive into today's topic. Here in our Wellness Wednesday episodes, we are going to talk about all the things that will benefit your mind, body, and soul. I'm a firm believer in everything is connected when it comes to your well-being, when it comes to your wellness. So it is so important to know what areas to focus on so that it can empower you and support you as you are embarking on your motherhood journey. Now, why? Why is wellness so important? I went over that in last week's episode. So if you have not checked out the last episode, please feel free to check it out. Go back, listen to it, and then jump into this episode because I hit on a lot of things of what wellness is, why it's so important, and how it can benefit you. And then I gave you two tips to kind of support you in how you can embark on wellness for yourself like right away, just two simple things you can do. This episode, I want to dive a little deeper into what I mean when I'm saying wellness for you. So when I talk about that, I am talking about, again, your mind, your emotions, your body, and your soul. Like all of that is interconnected. And when you are off in one area, you tend to be off in another area. So when I'm talking about self-care, which I'm a huge advocate for, huge, 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 that's a lot of what we talk about here in our Wellness Wednesday episodes as well, without me really saying it's self-care. It's a big piece. It's a big part of it because it's about your well-being, about you taking care of yourself. As moms, especially when you're a new mom, it's very hard to take care of yourself. Your focus turns towards your baby, and a lot of what is good for you, what you need for your well-being, gets put on the back burner. You tend to focus more on what's going on with the baby and outside of yourself, and then the other needs come second, and everything else with you kind of gets pushed to the side. And it's so vital and so important. I did an episode about this in the past. If you want to go check it out, it was not too long ago, and it was all about your two priorities, your two main priorities as a new mom via postpartum. And that is the well-being of your baby and the well-being of yourself. Those are your main priorities. You have to take care of yourself. You have to, because if you don't take care of yourself, if you're not taking care of your mind, your emotions, your body, and all of that begins to fall to the wayside, you will notice that you cannot show up for your baby and your family the way that you desire, or the way that they need for you to. And you begin to get disconnected from yourself. You start feeling off. There's a lot of things that spiral because you're not taking care of yourself. So your well-being is so important. Your wellness is so important. There's this line in the wellness world. Just in case you guys, some of you are new listeners, I am a certified health and nutrition coach. And with that, I'm super, super big on what they call the wellness line, right? You have the wellness line, like on a scale, picture it, right? The wellness is right in the center. And then you have on one side, unhealthy. And on the other side, you have like very healthy, right? You want to be within that main line, that midline of wellness. You want to stay a little bit above that line. If you can just stay a little above that line of wellness, you are going to be doing okay. Because I know it's hard to take care of yourself all of the time. I know it's hard to be you know, your mind and your emotions and your body, like all doing well at the same time, it gets difficult because you have responsibilities. You have a lot of things going on. There are going to be times where you have a rough day. There's going to be times where you can't do the things for yourself that you want to do or that you need to do. And that's okay. I'm talking about a majority of the time. Staying above that line of wellness, taking care of yourself. Now, I'm super passionate about this because of my own experience. I did not take care of myself. I put all of that on the back burner. I kind of had to, based on my situation. If you've heard my postpartum story, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because my husband was not around at the time because of his job, and he was gone and he was away, and it was just me. But with that, and I didn't have family or friends around, so it was just literally me. So a lot of that I just had to keep trudging through and keep doing, and I wasn't aware. I wasn't really even in tune that I needed something or that things were really off within myself. I just kept taking care of my little ones. I just kept, you know, day after day focusing on them, getting through it. I was kind of in a survival mode situation, and I focused on that. Had I known to prioritize and to also take care of myself, I feel like I probably would have handled things a little different. I would have felt better. My postpartum experiences of the heaviness and the difficulties and the disconnection from myself and my well-being, my health, physically, mentally, emotionally, it all was rough for me for about 7 years. It took me 7 years, you guys, in order to get everything back on par, to get myself together, because I wasn't prioritizing myself from the beginning. That's why I'm bringing these Wellness Wednesday episodes back, so that you can prioritize yourself, because it's that important. I don't want it to take you 7 years or several years in order to be back to feeling great or being able to take care of yourself. If you start prioritizing that now, it's so easy to implement that and to just be that way, and you will feel better in your everyday. You will thrive in your everyday. You're going to have a more joyful and an easeful postpartum experience. And that's what it is all about. That's what I want for you, is to feel good every single day. It may not be all day, right? We're human, things happen, but a majority of your day. That's what I want for you. And that's what I hope that you want for yourself. So that is our goal with these Wellness Wednesday episodes, is to give you those things you need to be able to take care of yourself, to prioritize yourself. And when I say prioritize, I'm not saying you're putting yourself above your baby or you're putting yourself above your family. What I'm saying is you're putting yourself in the same lane as you are with the baby and your responsibilities. You're saying that the well-being of your baby is just as important as your well-being, because again, you will not be able to show up for your baby the way they need you and the way you want to if you're not able to. I like to say, you hear a lot, they talk about like filling your cup on a regular basis. When you fill your cup, it spills over and you're able to do more. I prefer the analogy of a gas tank of a car, because we all understand that. It makes a whole lot of sense. It's easy to visualize. And most of us drive vehicles, so we know how important it is to fill our gas tank. We know that if there's no gas in a car, it's not going to go anywhere. There's no juice for it to run, right? You have to have gas. Now, again, when you're low on gas, there's a light that goes off and it says, hey, you're going to run out soon. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, I've ran out of gas before and been on the side of the road. And not only is it embarrassing, but it's very frustrating. You're like, oh, I saw that light on. I should have just listened. I should have filled the tank. Now I'm stranded. Now I can't go anywhere. And that's kind of how it is as a mom with taking care of yourself. You have to prioritize your well-being, your wellness for your mind, your emotions, and your body, even your soul. It's all connected, right? Prioritizing and taking care of that is like putting the gas in your tank. And it helps for you to be able to keep going, to move forward, to do well, to be well, right? And that's what we want. We want to be well and feel well. It gives us the energy for those sleepless nights. It gives us the energy to be there and connect with our children. It gives us the capacity to move forward and be the best versions of ourselves, right? When we are able to do that, we show up in a capacity that is so good, not just for ourselves, but for everyone around us. And you already have all these responsibilities. You have these other people around you that rely on you. So you have to be able to step up to that responsibility to be able to handle all of that. And if your mind isn't right, if your emotions aren't right, if your body's not right, if you're not able to hold up to that, you can't do those things. It's so important. I cannot stress that enough, to fill your tank, to take care of yourself, so you have enough to get to where you need to go. So I want you to always remember, is my tank full today? Have I been taking care of myself? And I'm going to give you such a great practice that you can use at the end of this episode that's going to help you to make sure that you are filling that gas tank for yourself. So before I do that, what I wanted to do is talk about the importance of the first area, which is your mind and emotional wellness, your well-being. When we talk about your mind, your mentality, it's your mental health. It's your thought process. It's what's going on upstairs in the brain, above your shoulders, your headspace. What's going on up there? What are your thoughts like on a regular basis? What are you thinking about most of the time? What are those thoughts? And I'm going to share something with you that not a lot of people think about. Your emotions are severely tied to what your thoughts are. They are interconnected. Your feelings, your emotions, they are interconnected with the thoughts that you think. And it's also connected with your body and how your body feels. People do not think about this. I want to really get this so that it's super, super understandable and tangible for you to utilize in your own life. Let me give you an example on how all of this is connected and why it's so important. Let's say, because we've all been angry about something, right? Something just sets you off, right? You see something that just makes you just mad, right? So your thought goes to, this specific thing makes me mad because, right? You see it, it's like, oh, that makes me so mad or irks me, yada, yada, right? You have that thought in your brain. And then you have the feeling of the anger, right? You're set off, you're triggered, you're like, oh, that so frustrates me. And then your body responds. This is not something you control. It is how we are wired as human beings. Your body will respond. So when you get mad, have you ever noticed your fists will clench, right? You make a fist with your hands. Maybe you get hot. Maybe you find your heart starts racing. Some people sweat. Your jaw will clench. These are involuntary responses of your body because it is reacting to an emotion and a thought that you just had. Something happened, you responded. All of it is interconnected. And that is why it's so important to get aware of what your mental health is doing. Your mental health is connected to the emotional health. They're one and the same. So when I say your mental health, your mental well-being, we're talking about emotions and your thoughts. What's going on there? Right? So for your mental capacity, it's like, what are you thinking? Emotionally, it's like, hey, what are you feeling? What am I feeling? What's going on in here? Am I feeling sad? Am I feeling lonely? Am I feeling stressed? Am I feeling overwhelmed? Am I feeling tired and exhausted and unhappy? What am I feeling inside? Because again, your body is responding to that. The more you are feeling stressed and overwhelmed and sad, you have these thoughts going on that are not so great, and therefore you're not feeling very great emotionally, your body is going to manifest that. Your body is going to start showing that, and it's going to start telling you, because your body talks to you every day, all the time. We're going to go over that in the next episode. But your body will start letting you know, hey, it's feeling tired. You don't have the energy to go throughout your day. Maybe you're noticing that you're putting on more weight or you can't lose weight. All of this is connected to how your well-being is going. within yourself, your mental capacity, your emotional capacity, and that physical capacity. All of them are connected. So what is important here is for you to be able to get aware with what is going on. Checking in. I like to call it checking in with yourself. And this is the practice I have for you. You need to check in with yourself on a regular basis, especially as a new mom. I want you to make this a normal practice in your everyday. I want you to ask yourself, what are my thoughts on a regular basis? And then I want you to ask yourself, what are your feelings? What have you been feeling on a regular basis? Now, what I'm saying is a majority of the time. I'm not saying all day that you have to track it, but just kind of a brief glance, you know, back on the day. What were my thoughts like today? What was I feeling a lot of today? And I want you to kind of document this. You can journal about it, or we all have our phones on us. You can use your notes in your phone and just make a little notes for yourself that's saying, you know, my check-in. And then you ask yourself, okay, how have my thoughts been? How have my emotions been? And just let yourself know my thoughts were not so great or so great. And a great way to do this is put it on a scale, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, or you can just a scale of like one side of it is not good. It's on the negative side, right? Like stressed, sad, overwhelmed, angry, frustrated, whatever it is, those like more negative things. In the middle, you're very neutral. And on the other side, you're obviously more positive, happy things, feeling great. You know, you have that scale and you use that for both. So for your thoughts, have they been very negative, right? Have your thoughts been, I've had a lot of scary thoughts. I've been worried a lot. I've been depressed a lot, like thinking like I'm not good enough or I can't do this, or they're just really negative thoughts about yourself or your situation or period, just any of it. Or have your thoughts been neutral? You haven't really been, you know, thinking much of anything. They're just kind of like, in between. They're okay. Not terrible. Doing all right. And then, or are they like really good? Mentally, you're doing great. Things are fine. You don't have a lot of negative thoughts. We're talking about, again, majority of the time. What have your thoughts been? And then we check in with the emotional piece. How have you been feeling? Have you been feeling, you know, sad, lonely, afraid, scared, stressed, mad? What are those things? Are they lower? Are you in the middle? Nope, I haven't been feeling too bad. Emotionally, I'm feeling okay. There's not too much going on. I'm not feeling like terrible. I'm not feeling super awesome. I'm kind of like, I'm doing okay. I'm doing it. That's the okay space. And then you have the positive space. I've been feeling, you know, really happy a lot of the time. I've been feeling really good, pretty joyful, really grateful. Like I've been good. On that scale, what have you been feeling? And use that as your check-in space. What this does is it gives you awareness. And this is one of my favorite sayings that I have is, once you have awareness, you are able to take action from that place. And that's the big piece. Being aware, getting aware, it gives you power. It empowers you because then you have that knowledge. You have that awareness. Now you know what's going on. And then you can take the actions to shift it, to change it, or to do whatever you need to do about it, if you need to take any action at all. You're aware. So if you're on the lower side with things, you're aware of that by doing your check-ins, and then you can take actions. So now it's like, well, what do I need? Maybe my gas tank is empty and I need to fill it. So how do you fill it for yourself? Okay, maybe I need to get outside more. Maybe I need to change my environment. We talked about that last week. In last week's episode, right? Changing your environment. Maybe you need some time for yourself and you need to ask someone to watch the baby for you, whoever that is for you, and just take some time for yourself. Even if it's 30 minutes, that can fill your gas tank. You will be surprised. What are the things that you need? Is it that you need to start journaling? Or maybe you just need to talk to someone. Just talk, someone you feel good confiding in and saying, I just need to talk this out. I've been holding these things in and it's eating at me and it's not making me feel so great. So could I just talk to you just for a minute? Can we do that? You know, maybe it's you need to do something for yourself. Go get your nails done or take a walk. Go to your favorite spot. Go to a park. Maybe you need a date with your significant other. What are those things that are going to help to support you? Or maybe it's a modality that you practice, meditation or yoga or a workout or whatever it is that you utilize that helps you to feel better, that helps you to mentally feel better and emotionally feel better. And in these Wellness Wednesday episodes, I'm going to get into the details of the things that you can use, those different modalities and tips to help you when it comes to your well-being in practicing things for self-care, practicing things for, again, your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, all of these things. We're going to get into that so you can start practicing and utilizing these things to see what works for you so that, again, when you're doing these check-ins, you're like, ooh, I need to fill my tank. Here are some things that I can do that I know are going to work for me. They're going to help me to feel better. That way, again, you get above that line of wellness. You're in that space of mentally I'm doing okay, emotionally I'm doing okay. Now I have what I need. My gas tank is pretty full or at least half full, and I'm able to show up for my baby the way my baby needs me. Because we know you're getting a lack of sleep already. You're adjusting to new routines. There's so much going on. You're feeling new responsibilities. You have hormonal changes that are happening that impact the way you think and the way you feel. And that's not something you can automatically control. It's something that you get aware of, right? There's so much happening in the first couple of years of being a mom that you're adjusting to. So that is why it's important to check in with yourself. That is why I talk about this and I stress it to you, because it is that vital, because it can change your experience in ways you can't even imagine. And I'm passionate because of my own experience. I neglected myself and I didn't even know I was doing that. I did not check in with myself. I wasn't aware of how my thoughts were so heavy. I wasn't aware of how bad I was feeling on the inside and how drastically that was impacting how I was doing on the outside. We are internal beings as human beings. Your internal awareness, how you are doing on the inside, will be reflected on the outside. It will be reflected in the things around you. People will notice. They will notice whether you're not doing okay or not, whether you realize it or not. I know you want to put on a good face and say, hey, I'm doing okay. But if you're not doing okay, it's going to show. It's going to come out in some way, shape, or form. So it's powerful and it's exciting to know that you can get ahead of it. That you can say, whoa, I can check in with myself, get aware of where I'm at, take the actions that I need to, and do well and be okay, instead of it being reflected out there and someone say, hey, are you doing okay? You don't seem like you're doing all right. And if someone does ask you that, that is a great indicator that you probably need to do some checking in with yourself. You need to evaluate, how are you doing mentally? How are you doing emotionally? And next week, we'll talk about how you are doing physically and some things that you can start doing to help support yourself. But today, let's focus on the mental and the emotional. So important. You've heard of postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, and other things regarding that. These things happen. Number one, some of it is hormonal, where it just comes on and you don't realize, but a lot of it is something that you can actually get in front of. These things happen because of, like, my situation. I wasn't aware, I wasn't checking in with myself, and it just got away from me. And therefore, I myself experienced severe postpartum depression. I especially experienced postpartum anxiety. I developed postpartum OCD. These things happened because I was not taking care of myself. I was not prioritizing my wellness and my well-being. I wasn't. I was just going through the motions and I was prioritizing my babies and I was not taking care of myself. And I honestly, to be transparent with you guys, I was not able to show up for them the way that I could have, the way that I wished that I could have, and especially the way that they needed me to, because I just literally, I physically could not. I mentally could not. I emotionally could not. I was so taxed. My battery was so drained. My gas tank was so empty that there was nothing left for me to be able to give, to be able to do, to be able to show up in that capacity. It drained me. And I got lower and lower and lower because of it. I had to learn to undo all of that. I had to learn to fill my gas tank on a regular basis. I had to learn to check in with myself and to do the things that helped to support me. I honestly felt like it was so late in the game for me to start working on that because I was so deeply unhappy. I was so deeply struggling in so many areas, mentally and emotionally. I was so detached from who I was. I was so not there, not there the way that I could have been for my kids, for myself. And what I want is for you not to get to that space. I want you to get ahead of this. I want you to be in that space of saying, I am having such a great postpartum experience. I've been feeling so good a majority of the time. This is great. And you guys, I'm not saying every single day is going to be rainbows and butterflies and you're not going to have a rough day. We all know everybody has a tough day here and there. You don't know if that day your baby's going to be more cranky that day. You know, you don't know what it holds. I'm not saying it's rainbows and butterflies and it's all great all the time. I'm just talking about a majority of the time. What is the majority? Is it tough? Is it difficult? Is it low? Is it heavy a majority of the time? Or are you doing okay and doing pretty good a majority of the time? I was doing on the side of the scale that was not so good a majority of the time. Literally, just not in a good space. Mentally, it wasn't okay. Emotionally, wasn't okay. And I stayed on that side of the scale. It was definitely on that side of the spectrum for a while for me until I learned to start taking care of myself. Until I started taking care of myself. And kind of once I really implemented those things, I really did start to feel better. I was like, oh, this is what it's like. Or, oh, when I got aware, that was a big wake-up call for me. I didn't realize where I was until, again, I got aware of it. Then I started doing some things and started figuring things out. And then it got me to that space of, wow, okay, I can do these things every day. I can do these things throughout the week. I can check in and I can show up. And then I started showing up better, feeling better, showing up better for my kids, showing up better for my husband, showing up better for my family, being able to handle more things, being able to be more of the person that I wanted to be, being more of the mother I wanted to be. It took me a little while, but I got there. So that's why I have these tips and tricks in these episodes for you guys, so that you can be in that space of empowerment and so that you can have, again, that postpartum experience that you desire to have, that every mom desires to have, that every mom deserves to have. You deserve that joy and that happiness. You deserve an easy and a happy postpartum experience. You deserve to feel good mentally and emotionally every single day. Even if it's not all day, you deserve to feel it. And you can have that. So here's what I have for you. I want for you to use this practice that I gave to you. I want you to check in with your mental well-being and your emotional well-being. How have you been a majority of the day? Do this for about a week or two. And then at the end of that week, at the end of each week, I want you to look back and be like, ooh, what's my overall? Am I more on one side of the scale? Am I in the middle of the scale or am I on the other side of that? Where am I in this area? How am I doing? It's going to give you an overall idea of how you're doing a majority of the time. And then again, it will help you to be able to take action from that place. You'll be able to know, okay, my gas tank is not full enough. I need to do more for myself in this area. I need these things. And then you can start asking yourself, what are those things? And again, we're going to give you those things in these episodes. I'm going to give you some tips. I'm going to give you some practices. I'm going to give you modalities. I'm going to put it all out here so you have all this at your fingertips to make it as easy as possible for you. I want that for you so bad. And I hope that this is helping to support you. I hope that you are excited about this because I'm telling you, it is so important. I cannot stress that enough. So important. This will help you so that you're not as stressed and overwhelmed. So you're not experiencing anxiety as severely. So that you can really be on top of your wellness and your well-being overall. So again, you are happier and healthier and able to do more because your gas tank is full. Because you are in a better space. Because I don't want you guys in that space like I was. I cried all the time. And I would, when my husband was around, I would just cry like in the bathroom. I was always holding a baby at the same. It was not a healthy situation. But again, I wasn't aware. So this is my awareness for you. This is my big sign for you. If you're listening to this episode, you need to hear that this is your time. This is your sign to start checking in with yourself and start getting aware of where you are so that you can start doing those things that you need so that you can show up the way that you desire and the way that you are needed. Because it is so liberating when you're able to do that and you have enough to give instead of, I don't know, being like I was on fumes, on nothing, and to keep going and keep going and keep going, and then you get worse and you get worse and you get worse. Your priorities right now are the well-being of your baby and the well-being of yourself. So let's start with prioritizing your well-being for yourself right now by beginning to implement this practice of checking in with your mental and your emotional well-being overall. And let's see what that looks like. So take this on. I challenge you. Take it on for a week, maybe 2 weeks, and I want to hear what your experience is. Please share this with me. Reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, wherever you hang out. I am on all three spaces. And all the information on how to connect with me, you guys, it's in the show notes. So you can find that. You can reach out to me on there, send me a message. Share with me what your experience is. How did you feel? How is this practice for you? What do you think about this? And again, that's a great place that you can reach out to me and share any topics you want me to talk about or any questions that you might have for me. I love connecting with you guys. I love knowing how you're doing. I love to know if this information is that's I'm giving out to you from the bottom of my heart is helping to support you. If it is, share it with me. I would love to hear from you. And if anything, if these episodes are helping you, if you're enjoying them, if they resonate with you, please share this with a fellow mom. Someone you think could really, really use this information. Someone that you feel would resonate with this information. Share it with her because you never know how sharing something can help to support somebody else in their journey. Okay, so that's what I have for you guys. Again, I hope this helps you wherever you are in your journey. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day. And I, again, want to remind you, number one, that you can prioritize your well-being and that you can have a happy and joyful postpartum experience. You deserve it. You truly, truly do. And number two, if no one else tells you, I am here to say that you are doing an amazing job with what you have. You're doing the best you can with what you have. And that is more than enough. All right, Mama. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please follow or subscribe to this podcast. And feel free to share it with a fellow expecting or new mama that you feel would resonate with it too. Thank you so much again for listening. And I hope These episodes are helping to support you wherever you are in your postpartum journey.